January 20th of this week, it was a huge day. You had the inauguration of Donald Trump. It was also MLK Day. You had the College Football National Championship. But not to be overlooked, January the 20th is when Coach Ben Paxton from Winthrop University, that is when he hung up his running shoes after 32 seasons there at Winthrop. Course coaching cross country and track and field, Coach Paxton said, you know what? I'm ready just to retire and enjoy the second act of my life. And Coach Paxton joins us here on Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And you thought your early mornings were done when you retired.
That's what I thought this morning. You know, I bought the big Gore-Tex jacket out back, and I'm used to getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and meeting the kids for practice. They're probably glad I'm not there. I'm not sure. They've got a new coach. They hired a young guy. I haven't met him yet. But it's nice to not have to get up in the morning. My wife was joking about that this morning to me.
Oh, man. So in your entire coaching career, you have 36 years under your belt, mm-hmm. 32 of those at Winthrop.
Right.
So the other four came from?
Old Dominion University.
Okay. So you left Old Dominion and you came to Winthrop University and you thought, hey, this is where I'm supposed to be planted and grow this program, which you have done.
You just don't think you're going to be there for 32 years. You always think there's a five-year plan, yes. And then it became a 10-year plan, a 15-year plan, a 20-year plan. But I couldn't imagine a better place to raise my kids. My daughter ran for me. I got to coach her, and she's still a phenomenal runner. My son graduated from here and is finishing up his PhD this week. So being able to coach my own kids, be able to be raised in this community. My wife works for Atrium Advocate Health in the legal department. So it's just a perfect setup for us staying in Rock Hill.
So you were the head cross country and the track and field coach over 32 years. What are some of the memories that stand out?
Well, I got to tell you, sitting in the studio, the running joke is that I've been in college since 1981 when I graduated from high school. And the crazy thing is it's come full circle. I was a radio and television major at Florida State University.
Oh, wow.
So sitting in the studios and doing all this stuff, yeah, I'm like, I'm back home. It only took me 40-something years to get back here, 44 years. But it has been a blast. I was hired when they went from NAIA to Division One. They needed to add some programs in 1993. They brought some coaches in for an interview, and luckily I was picked to start a track program. They had cross country, but no track and field. And so in 94, we started the first track program. In 97, we started the first indoor track program. So it's going to be interesting that I'll be, when I go to the conference championship as a meet referee, I have been at every single conference championship the Big South has ever held indoor and outdoor track.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm not that old. That's,
you
I'm 61.
You're not.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
You look fantastic for 61. All that running.
Well.
And eating healthy.
I got a new knee, so that's okay. I don't run anymore. I live vicariously through my daughter and my wife.
Oh, my goodness. So you yourself, though, obviously running is a passion, and you went to college. Mm-hmm. Where did you get? Florida State?
Florida State, yes.
Ran there and got to the point where you're like, hey, I want to coach. Mm-hmm. We were having a conversation before the microphones turned on. I get asked this because I do run.
Right.
How do you coach a runner? Because I guess it makes sense to coach a football player, a basketball player, a baseball player, a swimmer. But how do you coach someone to run? Because it should just be a natural gift.
It should be. And that's actually one of the things I'm parlaying into. I'm starting a business. I'm going to be coaching online a lot of marathoners and half marathoners. Mm-hmm. And I actually did that before I came to Winthrop. It wasn't online. I don't think there was anything online 33 years ago. But I would type stuff out and send it to people and stuff like that. And my wife and my daughter want me to get involved with that. It's really up to you. I always tell somebody, especially when they're 17, 18, 19 years old, or their parents send them to college, you need to do something, and they're not enjoying it, don't do it if you don't enjoy it. I mean, that sounds crazy. Go bowling. Go do something else. Because at the very nature of I've seen you in lots of races. It can be painful, but it can be very rewarding. So you've got to fill the person out and say, hey, listen, are you really wanting to do this? If you want to do this, do you want to be better? Do you want to do what it takes to be better? And so one of the things that I've said in my 36 years of coaching, I've told everybody, I said, I want to challenge you to your level of greatness. And that means not everybody's going to be an Olympian. I've been blessed to coach a couple of Olympians, but odds are you're not going to be an Olympian. Now, what's next? Are you going to be a conference champion or an NCAA qualifier? Or we had a young lady when I was at Old Dominion, really neat story. I'm trying to remember her name, that came out and ran like 30 minutes for 5K, which is not very fast. You can almost walk that. And as a freshman, by her senior year, she ran like 19 minutes, which is fast, Whoa. But not winning anything but fast, and graduated with a 4.0. And I said, I tell the people that story. She achieved her level of greatness. And I told that story when I first got here, and I cannot remember. You might be able to help me. The director of the school service here, District 3, Rock Hill.
Tommy Smalsey? Dr. Smalsey?
The year before that, when I first got here, it was his niece. I'm coming from Norfolk, Virginia to here, and it was his niece, and he welcomed me. And I cannot remember because I met him. Oh. He worked here. I met a retired. He's probably.
That might have been a little before our time.
Everything's before. I'm sorry.
I know we look young and we're youthful, but there was a time that existed.
But what a great story. I mean, 11 yeah. minutes. That's shaving 11 yeah. minutes off of her time.
So the reason I tell that to everybody yeah. and I tell that story is she achieved her level of greatness. Mm-hmm. And I've been able to coach a lot of Olympians. Terrence Harrington, who still lives in town, was a 96 Olympian, and he always comes, and I would bring him to talk to my athletes, and they say, hey, Terrence, what's your greatest story? And he would talk about 10th grade when he ran a two-mile race and beat the seniors. And everybody goes, no, I want to hear, how'd you do in Europe, or how'd you do in the Olympics? And he'd say, that story is when I realized I could run. So there's going to be an aha moment. I know there has been with you when you're running, and I'm trying to coach people to get to their aha moment.
Okay, so that's good to know, because most people would think you want them to win, which I know you do, but it's more of you versus you, right? So right. What my personal best is going to look different than your personal best and Ashley's personal best, mm-hmm. and that's the importance of having a track coach and a cross-country coach to pull out the best of what I can physically do.
Exactly. We had an athlete about 15 years ago that was transferred in from Presbyterian to us and was really good, except I noticed that when he couldn't win, he would quit or give up and jog in. So I told him, I said, what do you do if you can't finish first? He goes, I quit. No, you try to finish second. I said, what do you do if you can't finish second? He says, I quit. I said, no, you try to finish third. I said, going down the line, do you get this pattern? So you've got to be able to do it to highlight the best that you can do.
What do you tell people who... doesn't really matter what age they are, but it seems daunting to them to go run a mile or a 5K or a 10K. Like, what do you tell people?
Oh, you have to be within what you do. When we start with a new runner years ago, when I was coaching some people that had you heard that couch to 5K comment. Don't go out and say, hey, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. Say, okay, I'm going to go to my neighborhood. I'm going to run one telephone pole length, walk one. Then I'm going to run two, walk one, run three. Get those mini goals. You cannot reach for the stars, but you got to take every individual step. So once you can handle four telephone pole lengths or going around the block before you take a minute walk or going around two blocks. And if you get people out of the mindset of I've got to put these miles on, I know you see it and you might do it yourself. Everybody looking at their little Garmin watches. I got to get that 8.0 is better than 7.9. No, don't worry about that. Think in terms of minutes instead of miles. Think in terms of what you can do. Get those mini goals.
Oh, fantastic.
I like that.
Well, we're catching up and having a fantastic conversation with Coach Ben Paxton. He is officially retired after 32 seasons as the head cross country and track and field coach over there at Winthrop University. We will be here another 10 minutes, Coach, listing all your accolades, but let's do mention some of them. You won two Big South team titles in cross country in 2000, 2001. You were also named the Big South Coach of the Year in 2000 and 2001, and we can continue to go on from there. When you do look back at your career, is there a moment that stands out that you're like, wow, that was my apex moment? or how do you look back after... How do you look at your 32 years or 36 years overall, 32 years at Winthrop? How do you look back at that time when you tell yourself?
You don't know how you're going to affect student athletes. And I got a call from an athlete that graduated 15 years ago, three or four nights ago. And that was very touching to me to know that you made an impact. I had another athlete here that I literally had to scream and yell at and tell him to check his ego at the door. And he flunked out of school and went to the military, and he got injured, IED, almost blew his knee out. And he said his fondest memory, if you can have fondest memory of war, over in Kandahar, was that he was laying on the ground and they're saying, stay down. He's, in my mind, he's saying, I got to get up. He got up and got out of there. Well, he came back after flunking out of school and went back to school at Winthrop at the age of 35, got his master's at the age of 39, and he's the coach at Orangeburg Wilkinson, and says, from where I was at 18, 19 years old to where I was at 35, 40, those are the things that blow your mind. And the individual thing, I got to coach my daughter to conference championships. I got to coach many All-Americans. But those stories, I think, stick with you a lot longer.
And those people that you touched or that obviously have touched you as well. If you do the math, you said about 50 kids a year. That's over 1,600 kids that you touched or that, you know, have in turn touched you as well. So
I should work for the admissions department.
you should. Your second act.
Oh my goodness. We're gonna wrap up, but I wanna tell a funny story about Coach Paxson. So we go to Beaufort on vacation. And we go there the week of 4th of July, and they have a 4th of July race. And you run downtown Beaufort in South Carolina over the bridge, which ironically is featured in my favorite movie, wink, wink, Forrest Gump. Mm-hmm. And so I'm running back, and it's early in the morning because it's hot as can be. I mean, that race is at like 7 o'clock in the morning because by 7:15, everyone is shirtless, including the women. They're running in their sports bras. It's that hot. And I'm running on the main street, and people are cheering you on. And I said to myself, is that Coach Ben Paxton from Winthrop University? And I'm like, I could just yell it. If it's not, then, you know, I can no longer. I said, hey, Coach Paxton from Winthrop. And he said, yeah. And I said, hey, it's Lucas from CN2 and WRHI. He said, hey, how are you? Good job. Keep going. Of all places, I ran into him there. Then we went on what's considered there in Beaufort, the Spanish Moss Trail, which is very equivalent to our Riverwalk Trail. We encountered maybe two people the entire time on this trail. And it was Coach Paxson and his wife.
That was a year later.
That was a year. Yeah. We became close friends. They invited me to stay with them on some of the races that we go to.
Well, it's a shame you had to go all the way to Beaufort to meet.
I think that's a joke, right?
I don't want to go to Beaufort today. Apparently, it's a lot worse there than it is here.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show you that I only knew Coach Paxson in a very working relationship, if that. But you became such like a close friend, and it felt like I've known you my entire life. And that was just two brief meetings. I can only imagine the impact you made on these young people day in and day out. And on behalf of them and behalf of Winthrop University, just thank you so much for what you've done. And you continue to leave this program in such a great place. They'll continue to carry on your legacy. Well, enjoy retirement.
Happy retirement.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you've got time and you've got experience. So if we are ever called out,
I'm going to call you up to be your co-host.
Are we going to see at Charleston this weekend for the half marathon?
No, I'm not going to be down there for that.
My daughter's running, so I have to get up early for that.
Okay,
so.
You can do that. Let us know how she does.
You had to get up early a lot your first week of retirement.
Oh, I know. My wife has a honeydew. I don't even think about that. I might want to go back to work.
Yeah.